all what has been done to them. Judaism forbids in any manner, shape or form the occupation in Palestine.
Salawat!
Allahumma
salli.
It is illegal according to the Torah, the Jewish teachings. It's a crime against Judaism and is a rebellion against the Almighty. Judaism forbids stealing, killing, harming other people, and damaging properties of others.
You recording this?
Yeah.
Therefore, all crimes committed against the Palestinian people has no justification within Judaism.
No justice! No peace! No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
But what I would ask, an issue that people are not aware is that it's not only because the state of Israel is oppressing others, it is forbidden according to Judaism. Even without all of the above, it's still opposed according to Jewish teachings. According to Jewish belief, Jews were placed in exile about 2,000 years ago, and this was a divine decree. This was not because of our physical weakness. According to Judaism, we are forbidden to end this exile by physical means. We are forbidden to create a state of our own. This was respected, accepted for generations, close to 2,000 years. This was upheld by the entire Jewish community worldwide. What is the Jewish hope? The Jewish hope is for the final redemption. This is a happening which is going to be a spiritual issue, which is going to come about through the Almighty Himself without any human intervention. A time that all people would serve the one God together in peace and harmony.
Salawat!
Judaism is one thing and one thing only. It's a religion. It has nothing to do with politics, with nationalism. Judaism is about subservience to the Almighty, the covenant we made with the Almighty. It's the acceptance of God's laws and the practice of His commandments. We practice for thousands of years the Jewish religion, the commandments of the Almighty, even without a land, a power, and a military. It's just about 100 years since this relatively movement of Zionism came about. It transformed Judaism from a religion into a nationalism, void from any holiness. It uprooted the religious practice from masses of the Jewish people. It violated the basis of Jewish belief of not ending exile by physical means. It created a land, a state in the Holy Land by ignoring the indigenous people that lived there before, and through crimes, many violations against Judaism and crimes against humanity. And still, they call it the Jewish state. How can this be a Jewish state? How do they do this in the name of Judaism in the time that they don't even follow the rules of Judaism? They are doing it in our name, they are doing it in the name of all Jews, which is embarrassing. It's embarrassing because they are doing it in our name, and we are humiliated because this is being done in the name of our religion. We apologize to what happened to the people in Palestine, and it's still going on, and we are troubled to what is, how it affects individuals and the people as a whole.
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry! Palestine will never die!
Gaza, don't you cry!
Palestine will never die!
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry!
Palestine will never die!
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry!
Palestine will never die!
Let me tell you, I was twice in a delegation visiting Gaza since the siege. I saw what's going on there. It was terribly brought tears to our eyes. It's something we can't forget. We brought pictures back here, shared it with our communities. Our hearts are rent about the catastrophe in Palestine as a general and a specific what happened recently in Gaza. We paint together with the suffering people of Palestine, and we condemn the perpetrators of all these crimes. Jews around the world, true to Judaism, will never accept this illegitimate state of Israel and will never justify the criminals that it did. The Zionists are giving an excuse to legitimize whatever they are doing. They say that Arabs hate us. They hated us ever since. They want to drive us into the sea. This is pure propaganda. They are working as hard as they can to present to the world, to have the world believe that this conflict we experience today was existing ever since.
You are our Abrahamic brother. You are our Abrahamic brother. Thank you, Rabbi.
They want people to believe that the reason to this conflict is simply the difference of our religions. Therefore, they want to come to a conclusion that there's no way to solve this conflict other than having this illegitimate state acting as they do. But we all know that this is false. We have in our Jewish community older people who still remember. The rabbi next to me comes from Palestine. He has stories from his parents and grandparents, how Jews lived with the Palestinian, the non-Jewish Palestinian neighbors in peace and harmony, much nicer than in other countries. Arabs never had a problem with Jewish people, never had a problem with the Jewish religion. Jews lived in Muslim lands, they were respected and they were protected. We know this and we appreciate this and we never forget this. It's just since the beginning of the Zionist philosophy in the 1920s when the Zionists first came up to Palestine. At that time, all the problems of all the conflict began. The Zionist movement is to blame for the bloodshed that we experienced already for decades. By this opportunity, I would like in public to condemn the recent Zionist approach towards Iran and its leaders. Iran was a home for Jews for thousands of years and still is a home for tens of thousands of Jews who are respected and who live in peace. If Iran would be anti-Semitic and a danger for Jews, how come that the Jews in Iran still are alive?
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
I visited Iran several times with a delegation of our community. We visited the country. We saw the beauty of the country. We experienced the kindness of its people, and we witnessed that the Jews have within Iran. We met many times the leaders of Iran, religious and political, and we witnessed how they don't have any hatred towards Jews or Jewish religion. It's purely a political issue where the state of Israel is committing terrible crimes against a people which really needs to be condemned.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Free! Free!
Palestine!
Free! Free!
Palestine!
Free! Free!
Palestine!
I would like to state and to clarify that all these threats and accusations against Iran is not the view of world Jewry. This is not being done or said in our name, in the name of all Jews. The state of Israel never represented us all and does not represent us. One needs to know, when people like these people here today, when we all stand up and we condemn what's happening in Palestine, we need to be very specific. We should not fall into the trap of the Zionists. They have an agenda. They want us all to confuse the issues and to blame the Jews and to blame the Jewish state. If we say so, then we are, you would be anti-Semitic and I would be self-hating Jew. But we have to have this very clear. We are not dealing about the Jewish state. It was never a Jewish state. It was never in alliance with Jewish teaching, with Jewish tradition, or with Jewish basic rules. This is a purely Zionist state, and this is a political state of a group of political people. We need to remember the difference between Judaism and Zionism. Judaism is a religion, Zionism is a political movement. The difference between Jews and Zionists, Jews are the ones who follow Jewish religion. Zionists are the ones who are having a goal for politics and nationalism. Our prayer is, we hope and we pray for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the entire state of Israel. The respect and the dignity should be returned to the Palestinian people. The refugees should be returned to their towns, and all homes should be returned to its rightful owners. At that time, we can expect that the beautiful peace and coexistence that did exist in the past, hopefully, will be the future. Ultimately, we pray that the glory of the Almighty should be revealed throughout the universe, His kingdom should be recognized by all, and all humanity should serve Him together in peace and harmony. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.